March 25th, Thursday. How must you pray for your church? First, pray to establish a church where multi-ethnic people can come from the 237 nations and experience God's power. Next, pray that the church can become a place where those who need healing can come and be restored solely through God's power. Finally, pray that remnants can come to church and experience becoming the summit before going out into the world. The Temple for Pentecost, Leviticus 23, verses 15-16. You shall count 7 full weeks from the day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering. You shall count 50 days to the day after the 7th Sabbath. Then you shall present a grain offering of new grain to the Lord. The conflicts that you face on the wilderness path are rightful. That's why God gave the answer of the temple for Pentecost. Just as God promised to send the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, God also promised true peace, power, and to make you into a witness. Then why must you hold on to the promise of the temple for Pentecost as your covenant? Number 1. The blessing of changing fate and destiny. The time when you give worship changes your fate and destiny. God commanded the Israelites to give a burnt offering. He instructed them to do so because the blessings of the 3 feasts were within it. In other words, it was receiving salvation through Christ, gaining power through the Holy Spirit, and enjoying God's kingdom. The mystery to establish these blessings is worship. Number 2, the power to connect with the field and the future. The answers you receive when you give worship by knowing the mystery of the Temple of Pentecost will connect to the field. You'll overturn your fate and destiny and enter the field. Furthermore, it'll connect to the future and become the blessing to save the age. This is the blessing of worship. Starting today, you must prepare a church where multi-ethnic people can come and experience God's power, receive healing, and where remnants can become the summit. Eventually, these blessings will be connected to the field. Dear God, within worship, help me to enjoy the blessing of changing my fate and destiny, and may I enjoy your power every day. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.